Hello, hello! Welcome to Teach Languages Online, the podcast giving you the best advice for your online language teaching business. My name is Lindsay of Lindsay Does Languages. I am your host for the show and for this episode. And this episode, we are talking all about productivity and in particular, why being productive got confused for hustle culture and how to reclaim it for yourself. So we are stepping away from toxic productivity and moving towards a much more positive idea of what productivity can and should be. And the reason that we're doing this is because next week, inside the Online Teaching Starter Kit, I will be teaching my course Productivity Pro live. It is updated, it is fresh, and it will be happening exclusively if you are inside the Online Teaching Starter Kit. So if that isn't you yet, then you definitely want to get in so you can be part of this and all of the other live stuff that we've got coming up over the next few weeks as well. So to do so, onlineteachingstarterkit.com, that will give you all the info and you'll be able to join right away. Okay, so let's get into this then. There is no denying that being mindful of how we spend our time has many benefits. And in essence, that's kind of what productivity is and should be, right? However, when we are thinking about, you know, how we spend our time, we get more of our work that we want done. We can then spend more of our time on the things that we want to for leisure. And we're overall more likely to feel calmer and more content, right? So overall, productivity and, you know, being mindful of how we spend our time is a good thing. However, somewhere along the line, productivity got hijacked a little bit and morphed into this sort of synonym for overwork and hustle culture. So let's talk about why and how this happened. Now, we've achieved a lot as humans, and it seems to me that we're always feeling ambitious to achieve more, right? Harder, better, faster, stronger, you know. And so the common interpretation of that when it comes to work is to work more hours, to get more done, to earn more money, to teach more people. And to an extent, that's great, right? Growth in itself can be great for business, obviously. However, when it becomes the sole focus and motivator, when all we're thinking about is more, 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 it's unlikely to lead to that calm contentedness that productivity is capable of. And that's where we then get this morphed into kind of more toxic productivity, because then we're thinking, oh, I need to do more, 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 more. That's what being productive means. And that doesn't make you feel good because that more, more, more is never enough, 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 right? So how did we get here? There's a few reasons that come to mind. First, there's that unavoidable presence of work. So gone are the days when we finish work for the day and that's it until tomorrow or until Monday if we're lucky and it's a Friday and we've got the weekend, right? So with email at home on our laptops and worst of all on our phones, it is far too easy to fall into the trap of being always on or at the very least always on standby. And you know, this is why, like France, for example, they have that rule, don't they? That it is illegal to, maybe not quite illegal, but it's, I think it's a rule. Yeah, I guess it's illegal to not contact work colleagues after a certain time of day or before a certain time of day, because they understand this. They understand that that's not what phones are for. They shouldn't be for checking your work email at midnight, right? Secondly, there's a small number of people who probably have achieved that more, more, more growth that we have placed value on with overwork. And when asked about this, the answers typically include productivity, that word, right? Productivity, that buzzword somewhere in the mix. So if you're in the UK, perhaps you're familiar with the accusations of toxic productivity and hustle culture that faced Molly May, that person from Love Island, after her interview on the Diary of a CEO podcast. So there are a few things she said, but I think the main one, and she's not definitely not the first person to say this, that little quote of, we all have the same 24 hours in the day as Beyonce, right? Now, claiming that kind of get, I that got very much soundbited. And I'll be honest, I haven't listened to the whole interview myself, not yet at least. But that gets soundbited, right? And then that comes across as slightly ignorant of individual circumstances. But it also makes us feel inferior because then we're thinking, oh, she's a 22-year-old millionaire. I do have the same 24 hours in the day as Beyonce, as Molly May. Why was I not a 22 millionaire? Why am I not a millionaire now at whatever age I am, right? And that comparison then is the other element to this, right? So finally, the other thing that I've noticed that I think leads or has led to productivity kind of being morphed and confused into hustle culture and becoming then toxic productivity is that comparison. The comparison that we think comes solely from the Molly Mays of the world, aka kind of quote unquote influencers, right? But actually, that comparison now can come from anyone we know or don't know, right? Online, doing anything that we see online that we haven't done. So previously, it may have been that you are kind of minutely envious of a celebrity lifestyle because you see it in a magazine, because that's the only place you see it, in a magazine or on TV, like not that frequently, unless you intentionally choose to buy the magazine every single day, every single week, whatever, right? But that does feel more distant, right? The idea of like a big kind of A-list Hollywood celebrity does feel more distant. So you might look at it and go, oh, wouldn't it be lovely to have a Beverly Hills mansion with a pool, blah, blah, blah. But now the dream of that has come so much closer because there are people who have achieved those things without the traditional path that we have expected, that we've come to expect throughout sort of modern recent history, right? And so that amplifies this comparison. And then that can lead to us feeling that we're not working hard enough, because if we were, these things would have happened to us too. And this doesn't have to just be celebrity or internet celebrity or even sort of a kind of quote unquote micro influencer, right? It can just simply be people that, you know, we went to school with 10, 15, 20 years ago that you still have on Facebook or Instagram, and you see, oh, they've got married, they've had a baby, they've bought a new house, whatever it is, all of those little things that we've got marked as life milestones, as big, significant, important things. And we think, oh, I haven't done that yet. That hasn't happened to me yet. Well, it's probably because I'm not working hard enough. Whoa, how crazy is this? And so productivity becomes toxic productivity as we're led to believe that the answer to get those things is more work, more hustle, and more productivity. It hasn't happened to us yet because we're too lazy. We're the problem. And that just isn't true, right? Like I mentioned, claiming that we all have the same 24 hours in the day as Beyonce is really unhelpful because Beyonce probably has a cleaner, a nanny, a chef, a personal trainer, right? A personal assistant, a manager, all of these people to help manage these areas of her life that for the rest of us, we often do, you know? And so there's that element to it. There's all the other things that, you know, Beyonce doesn't necessarily need to worry about in the same way that we do. And it's just very unfair. And it puts unfair pressure on all of us, really. So I want to share with you why the answer isn't always more. And this is really the heart of the distinction between toxic productivity and productivity for me, right? So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that aiming for business growth is a bad thing or something that we shouldn't be aiming for. Absolutely not. Of course, if you want to reach more students, to have a bigger business, whatever bigger means to you, to earn more money, all of those things, that's fine. Absolutely. Go for it. But what I am saying is that that isn't always going to be the right direction for everyone. There is nothing wrong with building your business to a point that you are content with, that gives you enough of what you're after. Enough money, enough students, enough time for yourself. Like, that's the bit that gets forgotten all the time. And if you get to that point and you're satisfied, there's no need to feel pressured into growth that doesn't suit you, that doesn't fit. And if that's you, that doesn't mean that you can't learn to become more productive, because becoming more productive isn't about more, growth. It's about more of the things that you actually enjoy. It's about creating space for just enjoyment in life, rather than just, you know, constant growth to then have no time left to enjoy what you've built up. Do you know what I mean? And equally, if you get to that point of enough and you think, yeah, okay, I'm ready for more, I want more, then by all means, go for it. However, it's always worth asking yourself why you think the answer is more. Is it that you want more for your own personal reasons? Is it that, you know, actually earning more money is important because then you can save more money, you can save for that house deposit, you can save to travel and work and have that buffer of savings in your bank account, you can buy something that you really, really want that's going to be a big purchase, or you can upgrade the supermarket that you shop in? There's nothing wrong with wanting any of those things, absolutely not. Or here's the alternative. Do you want more because you've ended up reading a dozen blog articles that told you you need more? You've immersed yourself in this world of podcasts and online videos and books, and all of this content that you choose to consume is telling you that the answer is more. Because if it's that second one, you really want to think back to the first one. What are your personal reasons for wanting more? It's always worth considering your goals for what you'll do with more. What will you actually do when you earn more money? What will you actually do when you gain more time, more free time? And what are your reasons for wanting more as well? If we put this in language learning terms just for a second, right? So, you know, I always like to kind of bring everything in my life. I kind of think, oh, how does this impact language learning? What does this look like in language learning? And with this, there's a really obvious comparison to me. So when you start a new language and you learn just one new word, that is 100% more than you knew yesterday. It's a big leap with just one word, right? So for example, if you start your business and you gain one sale, one student, that's 100% bigger. Your business has grown by 100% in one day, right? You see where I'm going with this? Because then as you learn more words and the word count goes up, that percentage of newness goes down. And so in your head, sometimes you think, oh, the rate of growth appears to be slowing, even though you're still learning new words. And that's not to say you're a bad learner or you're not putting in as much effort or anything like that. It's simply the way that it works. And the same is true for productivity in relation to working hours. So working more hours does not equate to getting more done. In my personal experience, when I have one task, let's say, and a full day to do it, I'll get it done, but I'm gonna get it done slowly and with some procrastination and some distractions along the way. I certainly won't be focused on the same task all day as we might hope for when we set aside a whole day for one task. However, if I give myself just a morning or even just an hour or so to get the same task done, it will still get done. The difference is that I'll be working more solidly, there's less procrastination, there's less distraction, and there's more focus. So, with all of this said, and that distinction now between toxic productivity and actually positive productivity, how can you reclaim productivity in a positive way for yourself? If we think about reclaiming this as something positive and not something to fear that will lead to stressful hustle and overwhelm, really, we need to ask ourselves a few questions. And the first one is going to sound like a really big one, because it is. How do we want to spend our limited free time on earth? And it is limited. You can earn more money, you cannot gain more time. Sure, you can exercise, you can eat well, you can take the supplements, whatever, to attempt to live as long as you can, but there's no guarantee that you won't get hit by a car tomorrow or that you won't get a out of the blue cancer diagnosis next week, right? None of that is guaranteed. But so your time always on a downward ticker. Money can always go up. It can go down, of course, but you have that potential for it to go up. So the most important thing is your time. How do we want to spend our free time on Earth? I know, we're going in with the big guns, but we have to start here to make the rest of our answers and our decisions mean something valuable to us. Work should never just be about earning more money or gaining more free time just on its own. It's what we want to do with that money and with that time. When that's the goal, when that is the focus, the money and the time simply become tools to make that possible. So don't be afraid to dream here. How do you want to spend your free time on Earth? What do you enjoy that you want to do more of? And how will working more productively help you get to do that? Second, what tasks need to be prioritized? So, again, big question. As a solo business owner, there's always going to be more that you can do. More promotion, more creation, more work. And one of the biggest skills that will help you stick with your work is knowing when to finish for the day, knowing what is enough. And it helps here to prioritize your tasks, because if we're honest, the least important tasks, the ones that kind of move the needle the least, can often be the most fun. How annoying is that, right? So it can be really easy to kind of procrastinate from the more important prioritized tasks that will have a bigger impact by sort of playing with the smaller tasks that maybe aren't likely to be as impactful. Think about maybe how much time you spend playing around on Canva with a graphic when what you've written in the blog that's going to go alongside that graphic is half done. It's kind of a draft. That's the more important bit, but the graphic is what you spend more time on. Have you ever done this? Well, we talk a lot more about how to prioritize in Productivity Pro, and you get this, as I've said, exclusively as a member of the Online Teaching Starter Kit. It's onlineteachingstarterkit.com, and all the info you need is there, and you can join us in Productivity Pro next week, and you'll learn a lot more about how to prioritize. The next question: what are my boundaries between work and overwork? So similarly to considering priorities, you'll sometimes start a day, and I love it when this happens, with the perfect length to-do list. Everything gets done. It all just fits in. At the end of the day, you tick off that last thing and you think, yes, what a day. Woo, I'm on top of the world. Look at me go. And then there's other days where perhaps your mood is a bit different. Maybe the weather is hotter and you're more uncomfortable. Perhaps you added too much to the list. For whatever reason, there'll be days when you don't get everything done that you expected. And this is okay. The point of getting better at productivity isn't to become a robot that does the exact same amount of work day in, day out. That's not possible. You're a human, not a robot. It's instead, in part, about being able to identify your boundaries between a comfortable amount of work and overwork. So this could be about setting working hours. It could be about having a cutoff point each day, or it could be a day or two or three or more each week when you do not work under any circumstance. Next question: what are your boundaries between work and play? So equally, these boundaries are important between work and play. In other words, between work and non-working time. And you'll likely be thinking about work at times when you are, like, you know, not working. Of course you will. Just like when you're working, you'll have thoughts come through in your head about your life stuff, about your non-work stuff. This is normal. What it does is it allows you space to just percolate on ideas a little bit. I find as well that I dream bigger when I'm away from my desk, when I'm not pressured to instantly make a plan to make things happen. And swimming is great for this, because you can't write, you can't have tech in the water, so you can't like get to the end and, oh, I'm just gonna make a note of that. No, swimming, you're completely tech-free, writing free, everything is in your head. So even though for me, swimming is all about play and leisure time, I do sometimes find my mind drifting to think about work. And this is fine, because it's a sort of sort of meditative state, if you like, where my thoughts are allowed to come and go freely. And it allows me to then develop ideas and plans pressure free. So what are those boundaries for you? What does that look like? And the final question, and this, again, these are all really, really quite big, important questions for you. Do you need a break? When you feel overwhelmed, when you feel like you're not doing enough, I know that the thought of taking a break is the last thing on your mind. However, it can actually be more productive than struggling on through and trying to keep working, you know? So to avoid productivity slipping into toxic productivity and to avoid work sliding into hustle culture, allow yourself the space and time to take a break when you need to. I'm not talking about, oh, work is hard, I need to go to Paris for a month, like every time you have a busy day. No, of course not. I'm talking about just 5 minutes away from your desk, make a cup of tea. I'm talking about a 20-minute walk. I'm talking about a day away from it all. You know, it's up to you. You get to define that break, but you will come back more refreshed than if you plow on through. So if you're excited, you're like, yeah, this is it. I'm ready. I'm ready to reclaim productivity from the kind of toxic productivity hustle culture side of it that it's been morphed into, then join me for Productivity Pro inside the Online Teaching Starter Kit. We'll be going live on Wednesday, the 20th of September. I'll be teaching a live and updated version of this course. As I've said, this is available exclusively for OTSK members, along with everything else inside the program. All of the details you can find on onlineteachingstarterkit.com. And yeah, you can learn more, you can enroll right there. And I'm excited to see you inside Productivity Pro next week. Woo, it's gonna be so much fun. All right, any questions, email me, lindsay@doeslanguages.com. And of course, I'll be back next week. I'll speak to you very soon. Have a great day. Bye.